is anyway. Hey.
We're in an aircraft hangar.
Don't you have to? No, we're not.
Yeah,
put your headphones on.
My headphones are on.
You know what the problem is? The landlord.
I know it is. I know. Because you're losing your shit. I saw you today. You're pacing around all over the place.
He's making me crazy.
Well, I don't know if he's making you crazy. You started off already barking mad, but I don't think he's helping your situation.
No, he's not. Welcome to Mare Wanderers. I'm Mike, and there's Grizz.
I'm Grizz. There's Mike.
Listen, man, I just want to reason with him about putting a hole in the wall so that I can vent the air conditioning.
Right. So you want to put a hole in the wall of his building.
Yeah.
Right. And you don't think that he should...
Holy shit. Are you on the side of the landlord,
dude?
No, I'm playing devil's advocate.
I know, but I'm just trying to be...
Feel how hot it was? I had to put the fan in here.
Well, it's not hot in here now.
No.
I know it sounds like we're in an aircraft hangar. I get that. But it's not that, it's not so bad. And besides, where are you going to put the hole? And then where's the air going to go?
In the wall. I'm going to vent it out. It's just so
into
easy.
Where?
Into the great wild outdoors, dude.
There's a unit next door here. You're going to vent it into the room next door.
No, there's not. No. On the other wall. This is like right out into the great outdoors.
How so? There's another unit right beside
us. Are you kidding
me?
This was probably a grow-op at some point, this studio. They had to vent it somehow.
It was?
I'm pretty sure it
really?
Was. Yeah. Hey, no.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
How would you know that?
Okay, can I tell you something?
No.
My favorite podcast episode of all time.
All right.
If you haven't listened to Leave My Van Out of This, fuck off. It's literally hilarious.
Yeah, I know. You guys had a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. You had an awesome time. I had a good time, too.
Okay, coming up, by the way, thanks to KO and to Kirsch for coming in last week. We've got another guest this week, which is great, right?
Yes, I'm stoked about our guest.
Should I turn off the air conditioner? It seems a little distracting.
Yeah, you can turn it off, I think, as long as the guest doesn't mind.
See, Jack is nice and cool.
Yeah, Jack's fine.
Jack's sound asleep on
Jack the
floor.
Dog is good. I got my dog here today, everybody.
Aw, Jackie, you're a good boy.
He's a Boston Terrier.
Mare Wanderers is just one of the major megalithic media happenings in Brian's life, the Grizz over here. You're involved in another show.
I am indeed.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yes.
Actually, on that show, you're not known as Mr. Whitaker, are you?
It's Agent Whitaker.
Ooh. A voice from the darkness.
Yeah. So, a little while ago, when we opened the door to the pod plant here and we did the Mare Wanderers and all that kind of stuff, I was actually in the gym, and I'd met this guy who was big, looked like a Viking, and we started to chat one day in the supplement store next door to the gym, because I know the guy that runs the supplement place. So and he's the guy that runs the supplement place is kind of not a conspiracy theorist so much, but he asks a lot of questions about U.S. politics and global politics and stuff like that. So we'd been talking on and off for a couple weeks. Anyways, one day I'm in there, and in walks this guy who's like a freaking gorilla. He's big and scary looking, and then all of a sudden we start talking about politics and what's going on in the U.S. and what's going on globally, and just sort of connected. And
you don't know, Grizz is I feel anyway that you're a little fueled on certain political anger and certain ideology.
No, actually, I'm not, because I've been on all sides of the political spectrum. I've been to the left, I've been to the right, I've been a centrist, and all that kind of stuff. And right now, I just tend to. Because if you're a human being and an individual, you don't join one side and then stick with it. You actually go out and you go, I listen to this guy and I like what he's got to say now.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm going to follow that guy. We started to talk, and he said some things, and his conviction was, it was right there. It's like, you know, do you want to learn something? Well, he could teach me some stuff, but I was already pretty connected to what was going on all over the U.S. and globally. And then I made the suggestion to him, why don't you come on and do a podcast? And he was actually one of the first guys that joined in on the pod plant and became one of our first network shows.
I said to him in the green room, which, by the way, now it's the green has all melted off the wall in there, because you're siding with the fucking landlord.
I'm not siding with the landlord.
You're siding with the fucking landlord.
Eat a dick. I'm not siding with the landlord.
No, I'm not.
Put
a little simple hole in the wall.
No.
Okay.
It's not.
Doesn't matter.
Then why'd you bring it up?
Just drop it.
Why'd you bring it up?
Because I can't believe it. You're a construction guy. You know the deal.
I know. I'm not just a construction guy. Apparently, I'm a podcast guy, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Well, there's that. Sorry. We'll get back to that. Never mind. Thank you.
All right.
But you were right about a bunch of stuff. One is the guy's Viking size. I think he's at least 8 feet. But doesn't matter. I shouldn't really
Something
identify
like
him, because he keeps his identity completely anonymous. It's really cool.
Yep.
And in fact, he is the head of Anonymous. I just made that up.
I know you did.
But he could be. Nobody knows.
No,
right?
Nobody knows.
And he's also Banksy. In case you're wondering, we've got Banksy in studio. This is so cool.
And Elvis. He's also Elvis.
May I say this? He has the Elvis hair. He has the hair. He's got the moves.
He's got the moves.
Now, but the other thing that I noted in the green room, right to our good friend, by the way, the Awakener, welcome to the studio. Welcome to Merrill Wanderers, man.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks welcome to the podcast world.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You're lighting it up. Here's the thing. And I mentioned this to him when we were talking before, man. You just sound great on the show. Like, you know your stuff.
Do you want to ask me out on a date? Is that where this is going?
Was I buttering? Well, I didn't mean to. But you could churn the butter if you want, because I really do like the show. Here's the thing.
Thank you.
I call it the conspiracy theory show, if I'm going to be honest with you, when I'm talking to people about shows on the network. But it's not. The more I listen to it, the more either I am...
It's not a conspiracy.
Hey, what's going on over there, buddy? What are you doing?
Dude, can put your clothes back on.
Grizz, what's going on? Grizz.
It's 110 degrees Grizz. In here, man. I got to take your clothes off.
Hold on. Oh. Did you think that he was doing what I thought he was doing just now?
I got uncomfortable there for a bit.
I thought he was going to take a shirtless picture of himself to pass along to... But nobody cares. What are you doing? I don't want to see that.
Well, stop pointing at it.
Oh, sorry. It was pretty impressive, though, if I'm going to be honest. It is hot. Okay, guys.
Oh.
Now everybody's getting undressed.
Hey, okay, hey, Awakener, what are you doing?
Hey, why don't you let me put a hole in the wall, Mr. Landlord?
Well, no, you can leave that off. We got our shirts off now.
Put them back on.
It's just like Fast Times.
You guys smell great.
It's awesome. Can we bring weights next time? We should bring weights with. Let's just bring something.
Yeah. Well, why don't you guys wrestle? Why don't you take a second and wrestle with it? Okay, there is the air conditioning kicking back in.
I'm in.
If you guys would just keep it at the speedos, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah,
okay?
No, it's good. It's good. No tidy whities today, dude.
But I really do dig the show because you're right. It's more about being sensible in a lot of ways. And I will say this. It seems like you, if I may, Awakener, it seems like you have... boiled down a lot of stuff that could be really confusing to follow on a day-to-day basis in the news.
Absolutely.
You know, like stuff that we would miss.
Right. I mean, who's funding who and what's going on in politics? It's very complicated how the business world works. Yeah. All the stuff, you know, all the intertwinings.
Yep.
It's complicated, right? So to simplify it for the average person to understand politics and what is happening, because I get approached by a lot of people saying, like, what the hell's going on, you know? We me and my wife have great jobs and like we're having a hard time getting by. Like, what's going on? People need to know.
It is interesting how much what happens at the top level really drizzles down and seems the droplet seems to get bigger the closer it gets to the common guy.
Oh, we're a bunch of lemmings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible to say, but
it's tough, though. How do you stop being a lemming if that's the case, right? I mean, being informed is great, but you have to be employed.
Actually, stop right there at that question. How do you stop from being a lemming is actually a really good question. So how do you stop following,
It's on yourself, right? You have to be willing to do the research. You have to, first off, you have to be willing to listen to people, right? Because in today's day and age in politics, people get angry and, people don't want to listen to you because they are angry.
Yeah.
But you got to be willing to put your guard down and say, listen, I'm going to give some person a chance and listen. I'm going to be patient and, have this person explain this to me. And then you have to be willing to do your own research, right? And listen to what this person is saying. That's the only way that you're going to wake yourself up because it's very complicated.
Yeah.
But once you see it, you kind of understand, the dealings of what's going on in the world. You're like, oh, man, this is fucking real.
But it's interesting to me that you connect those dots really quickly on the show for people. But the information is one thing, and then what to do with it becomes the next.
Right. It's about seeing links, seeing how. I mean, I was a history student, right? So studying history is the best tool possible because history always repeats itself. So if you study history and deal with things in historical facts, like what's been going on for the last 30, 40 years, you can kind of see future, what these people are trying to do in your country, in your political environment, right? Because they've done it before. It's very easy to see and kind of see the link where things are going. And once you see that, it's kind of like you'll read the news and then you'll understand things and you'll be like, oh,
it becomes one big pattern rather than.
Right. You start to see why the politician who gets on the night news, why he's enacting his agenda and what's happening. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So just when you got it, it's really easy for people to get obsessive, right? Because I see it on both sides.
Are you calling me obsessive?
No. No, actually, I'm not.
He said you were compulsive before you got here. And he said, listen to this. He said that he could take you with a wearing a blindfold. Not you, him.
Are you high?
Yes.
Okay, then we'll let that one slide.
Okay.
The point I was trying to make was,
I misread the room.
It's really easy to get obsessive. So I see it on both sides, right? So I see people on the right. I've seen people on the left, right? They shut down, and then they just go down this rabbit hole. And this shows the Marijuanderers, right? So are you a participant of cannabis? Is that something? And did you go down a rabbit hole and spend like 7 days in your basement?
Because I was high as fuck.
Yeah. Like just reading stuff.
I don't. Honestly, I don't really need to smoke. I'm already paranoid enough.
Right.
No. I have.
That's a fair
answer. I have tried, you know, and but I find that I don't need help being paranoid.
Yeah.
And generally, that's what weed does to me. So I don't really need to accentuate my weirdness in that kind of way.
That's interesting because I wouldn't describe you as paranoid based on what I've heard in the show. I've listened to every episode. It's really good. And the one thing is, I don't think that you're I want you to know that I don't think that you're a whack job like a lot of conspiracy people. Like even Alex Jones. Oh my God, I just can't. That, his nonsense becomes rhetoric, whereas when I try to
deal in facts.
That's what I notice. Is like,
and I try to relate it to history and try to show you historical evidence with what is happening to kind of give you a perception, as opposed to just making some shit up.
I feel smarter, but I don't feel that you're paranoid. I feel smarter listening to the show, and I don't feel that you're paranoid. I think that you're what I like to refer to as hypervigilant.
I'm paranoid because I can kind of see what these people are doing and what the end game is, and that makes me paranoid. It makes me paranoid because when I see people who are kind of asleep and don't understand what's going on, it makes me kind of nervous because there's so many people that are just, you know, they go through their daily life. They don't understand what's going on. It's the best thing that would happen to you.
Here's a little test. Are the top level people in the government, in your opinion, lizards?
They're working for evil people. 100%.
Are they lizards?
You're going with the David Icke lizard people. Have taken over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it is about...
Is that a metaphor then? I thought it was literal.
I don't know, because that's a good question,
they can shapeshift. I don't know.
Like, you've heard that stuff right away. Like David Icke goes out and says the world is being run by lizard people from another planet, which is kind of crazy when you hear about it, but that's not what you're talking about. You don't deal in that.
No, the world is being run by a group of elite people who want to have one world global governance. So what they want to do is they want to subvert all nations and all nations' laws and spread an unelected bureaucracy over all mankind so they can basically have the final say for any over anything humanity wants to do, right? So, you know, they can introduce disease into the world if they want to kill off half the population. They can make decisions about technology. They can say, oh, we don't want you to believe this. We don't want you to watch this. And it's real, and people don't understand that it's real.
Hmm. So
it sounds really scary. I know when I say that.
Well,
but
I don't know. It sounds really. I don't. To me, it's not
like
so scary.
Seems like a lot of layers to maintain this, and then the more that I listen, it just seems like. Well, look, this is human nature that we're talking about, Jack. We're trying to do a show. What's with your dog?
It's a dog.
Jack's
man.
Really cute, though.
Yeah, I know, but Brian has some ideas for Jack that I don't really.
Don't worry about it, dude. Like, he's not going to feel a thing. Bullet right behind the ear. It's done. Next week, it's over.
Okay, if there's children in the room, you're going to want to move them into another room right now because Grizz is an evil son of a bitch.
Are you one of those lizard people?
Yeah,
no,
man.
I'm not a lizard people.
No, but they wouldn't even let you in the club, would they?
No, they probably wouldn't. But I got a question for you, Mike. Since you've been listening to the show, has anything changed for you in terms of... You know, you might hear something, or did you stop and go look something up after you listened to the show?
I was afraid to do the show.
You were afraid to do the show?
Yeah.
Why were you afraid to do the show?
Because I didn't want people to be offended by some fucking whack job.
Right.
Who doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Right.
Going out there, because I hate that. I genuinely hate that. People
get offended even if you're not a whack job, unfortunately.
I can see that.
Right.
But then there's guys out there that I really respect. And by the way, I compare you to somebody who I might hear on Joe Rogan. Although you'll never be there because you don't show your identity. I do think, and I think that's wise, by the way, because The mystique is kind of cool.
Well, I'm not in this for money or fame. I'm in this because...
He's not even kidding. And that made that fucking weirded me out.
What do you mean it weirded you out?
I love doing it.
But yeah. Just give me 1 second to deal with him.
Yeah.
What do you mean it weirded you out that he's not in it for the money?
Yeah, no.
Well, no, I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question.
He's fucking crazy. And the guy comes in here. He's 8 feet fucking tall.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God.
The last time we did a podcast, I opened a Coke and was drinking it. I almost burped on air.
Did you?
It was really, really.
Well, congratulations, Awakener. You've come to the right room.
Yeah.
Max, the last time our guest on the show last time farted and announced it on the show, I believe.
He did. Yeah. He did. So
back to this.
Yeah.
So I thought, what if we get this whack job in who's spouting all this bullshit? And by the way, I'm not asleep out there. I watch a lot of this stuff. And over the years, I've been in media, man. I watch the media get made. It's a lot of bullshit. So I already know that. That's why I like podcasting. But what if this guy, who's like the size of a goddamn mountain, comes in here and decides that he's going to go on in the podcast realm with something that is so far removed from what I think is cool? How am I going to deal with that?
Well, I guess the question that I have back to you on that one.
Yeah.
Michael. Mike, yeah. I love you.
Hey, Awakener. Sorry, buddy. That's not what I don't feel that way now.
Right.
I don't feel that way.
I wouldn't do that to you.
No, like, no, I know that. Like, okay.
You know that I wouldn't introduce people.
Okay,
into
but I'm being honest with you. I know.
We're half baked. I mean, you might get set on your back foot a little bit by something that I introduce you to, but.
That's okay.
I would never do something.
Okay. This is a nice chat we're having.
For now.
But I'm going to tell you. Yeah. No, it's going to stay that way.
All right.
I'm going to tell you that I was into it because you were.
Oh, great. That makes me feel good.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm but I'm being honest that I was a little afraid. Can you understand that, dude?
Yeah, I mean, people are really paranoid nowadays, and they're angry, and we're taught to say, well, this certain things are racist, certain things are, you know, this and that, and you have to be so politically correct where you can't say anything, and it's like, unfortunately, like, the time has come where we need to have a conversation about things, and, you know, this racism talk is just a way for these people to basically control you. Right, because anybody who knows me knows I'm not racist, right?
That's an interesting one. Let's touch on that.
I love all people, right? And I don't care what I don't care what you do, what you believe in. As long as you're happy, I don't care what you do in the bedroom. It's none of my business, right? As long as you wake up in the morning, you try to do good to people, that's all that matters.
You know, I like this phrase. I heard it recently. You like it? I love it. You know what I mean? Like, it's your thing. Go for it. One of my things was, okay, if we're going to be out there doing a show like this, is this guy going to come up with all these racist things? And it wasn't like that.
Not
and in fact,
close.
There's a great episode. The last episode I think you guys did before we record this one tonight.
It was on racism, actually, because I had gotten an email from somebody who said, oh, well, this is racist, right? And then I kind of, you know, I explained it. I'm like, no, you didn't really read what I actually wrote. You're just coming to assumptions.
You're babbling. You know, nonsense because you don't really fully understand. And I can understand where it's easy for people to shout racism to get attention when, in fact, there was no sign of anything racist. It's just reporting the news from a sensible perspective.
Well, from a different perspective. I mean,
it declutters it.
It's different from what the media will tell you.
Yeah.
Or how they tell you.
Right.
Because you've only got 25 seconds of real news at any given time per story. Well, the story can't really be told properly then. And it's a hell of a lot easier to control in small bites.
Yeah. And you can only take so much of Don Lemonhead and Anderson Pooper and Allison Camerota and all the other.
You've got names for all of them?
Oh, I make names up for all of them, dude. They're farm animals, as far as I'm concerned.
The media is designed, so everyone always overworked, right? They work 9 to 5 or they work 60 hours a week. They come home, they have to deal with their kids, and they sit down, they watch the news, and they don't understand that when they turn on the news, they're getting propagandized, right? You know what I mean? So the media tells you, well, this happened in the world, and they tell you what you're supposed to think about it and how it's going, and they don't explain to you that these rich people are behind these things that happen on the news.
Explain me this then. I worked in like media my whole life, and in fact the last 5 years of my life there was news on my show twice an hour. I never saw anybody even once in my entire career manipulate the news for any purpose aside from reporting it or alternately getting the fuck out of the newsroom as quickly as possible with doing as little work as possible. So I don't know I often wonder about this. If the media is controlling what we, if you're being propagandized, I just don't think it's the news, man, because they're just not that smart.
No, I'm not saying that the whole.
Oh, no. And I don't mean they're not that smart. What I mean is they're not that dedicated. No. Hold on. Let me. Okay.
So I'll give you an example, right? So, let's go to weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, right? Everybody said in 2003, right? There's weapons of mass destruction. So how does that kind of lie start that there's weapons of mass destruction?
It's reported by the government.
It's reported by the government. They run an op to report it. They give the news these fake, my mother talks about this, right? They give them all these fake satellite photos saying, oh, you know, Iraq's moving the weapons of mass destruction to this location, blah, blah, blah. We got to go in there. And it self-perpetuates itself on the news because it sells and people,
sure.
Right? And then people jump in on it and stuff like that. And they don't, unfortunately, they don't tell you really what is happening.
So you're saying that reporting the news out of the government directly is the broken link. And we're not maybe doing the right kind of reporting to get to the bottom of it.
Right, because, you know, there is a deep state and an agenda, and then this deep state agenda works with the news to kind of leak this information to the news, and then this thing perpetuates itself, and then it becomes, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, there are people talk about being awakened, so to speak, right? And there was a moment for me way back when I was watching the news or something like that, and do you remember the very first Iraq war when they were said to have invaded Kuwait and the states went in, and I think that was under Bush, the first George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so they brought a Kuwaiti girl to the United States to testify in front of the Congress or the Senate. I think it was Congress, actually. And she talked about the hospital in Kuwait and Iraqi soldiers coming in and grabbing babies from incubators and dropping them on the floor. As it turned out, years later, it was discovered that that girl was actually the daughter of a diplomat. She'd been coached to sell the war, and it was all a lie.
Right. So in Syria, for example, they were performing fake rescues in Aleppo, and they have this group that's funded by these upper-tier people, and they would fake rescues. So they would put people, cover them in baby powder, you know, put some fake blood on them, and then these group called the White Helmets would fake these rescues, and then the media would be there to record it, and they would put it on. And it was to basically sell you an idea that we're doing good in Syria and this is whatever, this is what's happening.
Who reported that?
What do you mean? It's all over the news. The White Helmets.
Okay.
There's a documentary. MSNBC. There's a documentary on Netflix about the White Helmets.
Yeah.
Right? And this White Helmets is funded by these upper tier people that I talk about on my website that are trying to control humanity for a certain goal. It's like, and you can see the links, like I show you the links of where the money goes and where it's coming from. But,
okay, what's your website? Let's get that in there before it's people.
TheAwakener, one word, .ca.
TheAwakener.ca, and the podcast is The Awakener. It's on iTunes.
But before you go on there, I bear no responsibility for changing your life. If you take the time and research.
Fuck's sake. Huh?
I bear absolutely no responsibility for changing the way you see the world.
It's tough because you're compelling and you're well-read and you're ready, you know, to handle the questions. I recommend the podcast. I really like it. And I think it's on the rise. It's going to be the podcast that people are listening to. Yeah. 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 People are grabbing onto this thing in a big way. Yeah.
Well, I think something big is going to happen in the world very soon and people are going to want to know.
Excuse me. What the fuck is that on your arm?
It's my arm.
No. Move your hand. Lift your sleeve, dude. What is on your arm? Did you get a tattoo?
I've had a tattoo for a long time, bro.
Let me see this.
You want to laugh even more?
It's from a pinball machine.
The tattoo artist was so stupid that in the stop sign, she didn't put the word stop. She put the word slow.
Do you have a tattoo that needs made over?
Yeah. If anybody's a tattoo artist and wants to fix this thing, because the stupid bitch that couldn't spell wrecked my tattoo.
Easy.
I don't care if it was a dude. I call him a stupid bitch too. Right? Doesn't matter, man or woman. You're a dumb bitch. You can't spell stop in a stop sign. Okay. It's fucking got eight sides.
Dude, you have a tattoo that's fucked up on your arm. I'm so glad that I asked you to show me that.
That's the best part about the tattoo. I got a great story, and I can complain about the tattoo artist for the rest of my life.
Dude, that is absolutely great. It's a stop sign with the word slow on it. How does that make you feel, Awakener?
Well,
I laugh when I see people with really horrible tattoos.
It's not a bad tattoo. She just spelled slow.
I wanted to do a show called Tattoo Makeovers for TV, And they were like, nah, people wouldn't like that. I'm like, everybody's got a tattoo they need to make into something else. Well, we think we're Etch-A-Sketches or something.
I actually went and auditioned for one of those shows one time for a tattoo makeover show.
Yeah.
And I went in and there, you know, they bring you in, they want you to show the tattoo, and then they want you to say a little bit about yourself. And this experience was really weird because I had some guy walk in while I was getting my tattoo. It was a friend of the tattoo artist, and the guy had like swastikas on his knuckles and the whole bit.
Uh-huh.
And he was a mercenary helicopter pilot that had been going back and forth to Afghanistan and Iraq and stuff.
Wow.
It was bizarre, man. It was bizarre. So I had a bit of a story there. He was bombing shepherds in Iraq and Afghanistan for a little while. And
can I tell you guys a freaky story?
More freaky than the stories he tells me every week?
I'm wondering what your opinion is of this. I'm in Turks and Caicos. There are four individuals at a bar, obviously all about your build, which, by the way, is, as I point out, The Awakener is cut like a fucking... hold on a second. Shut up, Thor. I've got the word.
Just
Thor.
Ask me on a date nicely.
No, it's going to be rough. It's going to be... be honest with you. It would work for me better if you were like, hey, little man. It doesn't matter. We'll talk about it later. The whole thing is... where was I?
I know you're saying, he's more cut up than a suicide victim, something like that.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah, dark
places, dude.
No, where was I going? Where was I going?
You gotta stop smoking before the show, man.
That's what the show is about.
It's gotta end.
I didn't know. Oh, yeah. So I'm in Turks and Caicos. Four individuals in a bar, all cut like, I got lost at this part, all cut like you, big dudes, and even a female in the group, obviously in really good shape. They seemed very serious, and there was one older gentleman with them, also obviously in good shape. Like you, Brian, an older man in good shape. Does that make you feel happy?
Go on.
That made him feel happy. Did you see? He's so delighted right now. He offered to send a photo of his naked self to somebody.
I did.
Just before the show. I sent it.
She asked me to send her a cheesecake shot of myself. I just sent it to her.
You did? When did you take that?
I did.
So they're all sitting around the table. They're very quiet. They seem very somber for people on holidays in Turks and Caicos. And I got the impression that they were between operations, maybe. Is the Caribbean a place they would just plunk some spooks?
I don't think they're working on the Caribbean now. They're not. These people are working for the major nations. Well, first off, they're working for the European Union, first off, and then they're working to basically assimilate. There's three major powers in the world, China, Russia, and America, and they're working deeply in those nations. I mean, they're working.
I just wondered if they were maybe between operations.
I mean, I don't think that.
It felt so weird.
These people don't worry about the little countries yet. They're not really.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. And what about Canada's position?
Oh, let's get on with that one.
Yeah, I mean, Canada's, it's going to be horrible to say this, but I think Canada's a lost cause. People are very asleep.
Yeah.
People listen to the CBC, which works directly for, you know, these people and their organizations. It's government funded, which unfortunately, you know, if you have a liberal government in there, you know, they're basically the talking arm of the government. It's tough. I mean, these groups are definitely working in Canada and preparing Canada for their goal, 100%, which is global governance.
Yeah.
And... I mean, Justin Trudeau said it himself. Canada's the first post-national state. So what does it mean to you? What does that mean? Well, it means that they don't want nations to be nations anymore. They want to subvert nations, create global governance, and then Canada becomes a province.
And he said that?
What? Canada is the first post-national state. I think he said it back in 2015.
It's worse than that, Mike. Right? Okay. Like, if you look at... I'm just going to throw something
Don't tell me that our prime minister is a former... His last job was... part-time.
No, I mean, let's
substitute.
We just got to deal with what his father was, which was a piece of garbage, right? And what he is, which is a piece of garbage.
Wow!
Tell us how you really feel.
Listen,
Grizz,
I've read.
You got something on your mind?
I've read everything. I've read all of his memoirs. I know more about Pierre Trudeau than his own son does, right? And what I'm worried about now is, you've got in the United States, there are guys talking about all this caravans and people crossing the border and stuff like that.
Yeah, which are funded by.
Do you know where they're? You know where they're coming? You know where the next caravan is, right? Well, go back and read the National Post a little while ago where their one columnist said, we have to get the population of Canada to 100 million as quickly as possible.
Why is that?
I don't know. Ask the guy in the National Post, which has been funded by the government to the tune of $600 million. So,
well, they're all funded to the
government. No, 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 no. Trudeau just put a bunch of money out there to save money for all for media, newspapers. We got to save newspapers.
But a lot of them are getting
I don't I don't want to jump in here and take people.
Go ahead. I should stop talking.
I don't want to take people down a rabbit hole, but what is happening in Syria and stuff like that is these people are perpetuating war, which is basically displacing these people on purpose.
Right.
And the goal is to displace everybody, so there's no such thing as a justifiable nation. We're all just one human beings. And unfortunately, if you've looked at pictures of Syria, the damage that has been done there is astronomical, right? And the media will tell you, well, it's the Syrian civil war and stuff like that. It's like, no, the government and its allies were actually funding ISIS, a terrorist group, right? And in history, they funded the
Mujahideen.
Right. And they used to fund...
What is it?
Mujahideen.
You can actually look it up. They actually funded Osama bin Laden back in Afghanistan in the late 70s because he was basically trying to... There was a fight going on with Russia in the area.
They've admitted to that, right?
Right. Yeah. So if you think about what's happening, is proposed pipelines in Syria, which Iran and Russia depend on for economic survival.
Yeah.
And Syria is one of Russia's allies. They funded ISIS, displaced all these people. And it's basically, well, think about it this way. Like, Russia has basically not wanted to play ball with these people for 50, 60 years. And they have, amazing army, amazing nuclear weapons. They want to basically subvert Russia, take her nuclear weapons, and...
Did Russia put Trump in office?
Absolutely not. And both sides absolutely know it.
Yeah. Why is there so much talk about that anyway?
Because it's a disguise, because they don't want you to know, because they don't want you to know, because then civil unrest would break out. And the culmination of where things are going is that Trump is an internal coup from their own government, and they know it.
What does that mean?
It means that select people inside the military and CIA got together to basically run Trump because he was independent and couldn't be bought. And it was to save America from this global agenda, was going to basically destroy her and submit her to global governance. And Barack Obama and co and the media and all the sides, they all know it. Nobody wants to release all the details, because if you think about it, if that was released, there would be civil unrest and craziness in this. But this is the pinnacle of what is going on. They blame Russia, but they know that's an internal coup from their own government.
Do you think Russia's in on the coup?
No, Russia is...
They seem pretty compliant. I mean, he's even said... Sure, I wanted Trump in power.
Who?
I helped. Putin.
I don't know. Putin. When did he say that?
Look it up, buddy.
No, I think...
I just heard the clip. I just heard the fucking clip. Now, it could have been translated incorrectly.
Because
he never speaks in English.
If you look at history, for example, China, Russia, all these countries have always been involved in everyone's election. The U.S. is involved in everyone's election. They overthrow governments. Everyone's involved in this is not a new thing where countries are involved in trying to influence elections. This is not new. But the media and everyone has sold it. They've hatched the idea that Russia was the one who caused it, because they're not telling you the truth about what it actually is. That Trump is basically a small portion of the CIA got together. They approached Trump. They asked him to run to basically eradicate what is called this New World Order agenda from their own fucking government. And it seems so crazy right now, but the culmination of where everything is going is it's going to literally rock the fucking planet and the way it is set up, because people are going to literally freak the fuck out in a couple years' time.
You like The Awakener? Check out his podcast, man. This is just a taste of it. Thanks for coming in and doing this, by the way.
No problem.
No photos were taken during the making of you during the making of this podcast. I can assure you. He's very anonymous. And now I kind of see why. You kind of want to keep your job when you've, this is not a way to support yourself. He's not in it for the money.
No, I put the idea in your head, and then you go look at my website, do the research, and then prove me wrong.
I like listening to you, hi. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure other people do too.
You have
kids. I don't have kids. Your kids are listening to the show.
Not high. They're just listening to the show.
Do you get paranoid when you smoke?
No.
No?
Yeah. Why? Who's asking? I don't even know how coincidentally you ended up in this studio asking these questions and all this sort of stuff. Brian, I knew it. The guy's a narc.
So let me ask you. I got to ask you another question, because I'm actually having fun watching you question The Awakener, because I get to do it every week.
Yeah, man. Right? Agent Whitaker.
I know. It's so cool.
If your listeners probably already think I'm insane.
I don't believe that.
I don't think so, no.
I don't believe that. I think we had a really civilized conversation about stuff.
But just remember, if you're listening and you hear this podcast, if 2 years' time you listen back, you're going to be like, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. And The Awakener will be long gone. He'll have just disappeared into the night, into the back of a fucking white van. You see why I'm afraid?
I can see that. But out of all of this, you have an opportunity here to have a conversation with this guy. And my question is, if you could ask him anything, like crazy, the most conspiratorial thing that you could think of that pertains to global governance, What would you ask him right now?
But how can you not see it already, right? Everything in the news that you're seeing right now is basically a war between the intelligence agencies. Like, where one side says this, the FBI says this, the CIA says this, and there's good people inside the FBI, there's not. This is a war going on. It's a silent war going on for the future of America.
Was social media fed to us to distract us and misinform us?
No, I don't think that they control social media yet. That's why it's kind of fucked up their plans.
Can I interject on that one? Mm-hmm. Because I've done a bit of research. So there was something called LifeLog, which was right, and this was put out by the alphabet agencies in the United States. And LifeLog was found to be, what it would do is it would follow people's lives.
Yeah, it was meant to gather information about your buying habits and.
But what happened was the government shut down LifeLog on the same day that the government shut down LifeLog. Facebook went public.
Bum, bum, bum.
Well, why not ask the question? Like, what are the odds that something that is exactly like LifeLog, right, shows up on the stock market the same day, right, or shows up in the world the same day, rather, that this governmental agency that is deemed too powerful and too scary.
What about this?
Gets ended.
MySpace? You've been over there lately?
No.
It's very quiet. You might enjoy some time over there. But if you need to get some time away, I always recommend to my friends, you need some peace, go over to MySpace. There's fuck all going on there.
I never went on there when it was popular. No, so I don't even know what
you
it is.
And I don't even go on Facebook. I had to set up a Facebook page. Facebook, suck it, by the way. You know how many times we've been kicked off Facebook?
For placing an ad.
We bought an ad and they kicked us off.
It's called Fascist Book now.
That's what I call it, too.
Yeah, Fascist I call book. It Feel Bad.
It's a good name for it.
Not a fun thing.
No, I've never had a good time on
Facebook.
Honestly,
I never go on my Facebook now. I don't post anything. Nothing. I mean, if there's a great family photo, sure. Sure, I'll keep it there, but I don't even bother.
I used to just go on, like, for celebrity deaths and suicides and just say nasty things on all of the pages that I could.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
On MySpace or on Facebook?
No, on Facebook. You know, like when Whitney Houston died?
No.
I went there.
No, tell me you didn't.
I did go there, dude. I still go
there. What did you
there
post
every
there?
Day. I don't know. Something about it. I can't remember. Something about... It was raining one night, and I remember I said something about it being wetter than Whitney Houston's last joint. So... It was probably not the right thing.
Oh,
that was
a lot of specificity on that one.
Well, yeah, I get specific with that. You've read some of my horrible one-liners on old Twitter accounts that are no longer active.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. That you self-edited yourself is so much better for the world. You're going to like The Awakener Show. Check it out. It's on iTunes now. We'll put a link to it on our description in this episode so you can...
And check out my page, right? If you want to wake yourself up, like I bear no responsibility for basically changing your life. But if you want to, you know, check out my page and do the research and try to prove me wrong, you're in for a big surprise.
You and your friends, Brian, freaked me out. I just came in here to be high and laugh at your tattoos, and now I feel like I'm waking up.
It's all right, dude. I got some new weed. We can go smoke some right now.
No shit.
Yeah.
For real?
Alaskan Thunderfuck.
Oh, I do like that.
I don't. I hated it, and I didn't really bring it. I was just fucking with you.
Oh. I had that coming.
It's a hybrid. I don't like hybrids.
Hey, by the way, did he drive you here in his rape van?
No, I didn't drive. You know, the van thing has just got to end.
Yeah, that's like, what we think. We all got together, and we're like, how can we get the van out of his hands and into the hands of the authorities?
I don't know why you're making so much fun. You just wish you had the van.
I kind of do, just so I could do a blacklight fucking test on it and have you put behind bars, finally.
No. There's nothing like that in there. It's a beautiful place to sleep. I like my van.
Yeah, when you say sleep, do you mean like sleep or like, here, take this?
Well, it's
sleep.
Not like I'm parking next to a school, for crying out loud.
Take this up your butt.
Yeah.
No.
That's
wrong thing to say to me.
That's the license plate that's on the back of the van.
Oh, speaking of up the butt, do you know that, you know, I'm drinking this Coke here, aspartame.
Yeah.
One of the side effects of it is anal leakage.
Yeah, you don't want anal leakage. You do not want
to. You don't want anal leakage in your van.
No.
Okay, hang on. I've got another one for you.
Oh, you can blame it on the Diet Coke now.
A chemical engineer buddy of mine was in town this week, and I had lunch with him today, and we were talking about warnings on commercials and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you know, explosive diarrhea and stuff like that, anal leakage. He was down in the States. There was a commercial for some kind of prescription drug, and one of the side effects was, the way he worded it was, if you discover genital gangrene, see a doctor immediately.
How do you discover
genital gray gangrene?
That's I've a that's a great word. How do you discover that?
She pukes and looks up at you in horror.
Sorry, honey.
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I meant he. So whatever. It doesn't matter. Now Brian's sick. Thanks for joining us on the Mayor Wanderers. If you've been freaked out, I apologize. If you were horrified by the final few seconds of this show, mission accomplished. Subscribe and tell a friend. Go to mayorwanderers.com. Go to theawakener.ca and subscribe to that show as well. Thanks.
Smoke weed.